Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Today's episode of the Talk Nats podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. Take $20 off your first ticket purchase when you use promo code MINUTECAST at SeatGeek.com. That's $20 off your first ticket purchase when you use promo code MINUTECAST for $20 off. Yes, that includes Nats tickets at SeatGeek.com. Is now the time for James Wood on the big team, under the big lights, on the Nationals? We know that this team would theoretically get exponentially better overnight. But is that the right move, and what is the risk associated with it? I'll discuss next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Take 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code NATS at manscaped.com. That's promo code NATS at manscaped.com. So in this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about James Wood. And is this ultimately the time to have him on the big team? We see what he's doing down in the minor leagues. We see what he did in spring training. Is now the time for him to get the promotion and fast track this rebuild and get this team in contention? And would he be that much of a game changer? Listen, I think if you saw what he did in spring training, just his raw power, his size, he is 6'7" and 234 pounds. It seems like a no-brainer for him to be on this team right now, but is that the right move? We'll talk about that in this show. And this piece was in TalkNats.com, a great article written by Stephen Mears talking about, is this the right time for James Wood on the big team? You take a look at the outfield, it's pretty good. The Nationals have had kind of the season that a lot of people expected that they would have, some ups, some downs. But I think that you could fast track this team in a big way if you added a player like James Wood on the team right now. I think all Nationals fans are in a hurry to see James Wood in a Nationals jersey under the big lights in the regular season. You can almost envision him as the next breakout star for the Nationals. Think Bryce Harper and Juan Soto. But what is the risk? And I think to a certain extent, when I think of it, I think of a kid waiting for Christmas and you tell your parents, well, when is Christmas coming? Is it coming tomorrow? Is it coming the day after that? And you're like, it'll be worth it. You're just going to have to wait. I think that to a certain extent, James Wood is that player that a lot of Nationals fans are waiting for Christmas. When will we be able to take the wrapper off and really see what he has in the tank during the regular season, facing some of the best pitching and players in Major League Baseball? And will he live up to expectation of who you thought he was going to be? Is he going to live up to a Bryce Harper or a Juan Soto? Or are you going to be thinking to yourself, maybe we rushed him, and there's a reason that a lot of the insiders said that maybe we should pump the brakes on him. But again, just taking a look at his stature alone, 6'7", 234 pounds, he is a force to be reckoned with. And just my first thought on him when I saw him in spring training is his swing looks a lot like Josh Bell's swing. It just doesn't look like the best mechanics, I guess, when you watch it. It doesn't look like the most fluid swing I've ever seen. But when he connects, it makes a big sound and generally exits the park. And that's what we like about him. Will James Wood fit in the category of Harper and Juan Soto? Or is it possible that he could even surpass what they've accomplished? And if you remember about Bryce Harper, he was not necessarily the guy that played the best in minor league baseball. He played the best under the big lights, on the big stage. Is James Wood going to fit into that category? I guess, you know, ultimately it's really too early to tell. But if the preseason was any indicator, there is plenty to be hyped about. And it's not just him. There is this next crop of what is going to be superstar Nationals outfielders and infielders coming in the future. I have no doubt about it. The Nationals will be bearing the fruits, and they will be bearing the benefit of the Max Scherzer, the Juan Soto, the Trey Turner deals. Those chickens will come home to roost. And I think that the Nationals, who have been not playing their best baseball, well, I'm going to go ahead and say pretty much since they won the World Series in 2019, that there is going to be a sea change on this team. And I think that the Nationals will be competitive far sooner than anyone else thinks. The other players, of course, I'm talking about are Dylan Cruz. I'm talking about Robert Hassel. I'm talking about Brady House, those kind of players, not to mention the pitchers that are going to be joining this team in years to come. And I think that that will be a game changer for the Nationals as well, as pitching has been one of the bugaboos already for this season, that I think that when James Wood and those type of players are ready to join this team, I think that it will be a game changer. But talking about it here, all of the talk about forcing your way onto the roster by kicking down the doors didn't happen. How do you reward players by telling them if you put the work in that maybe you'll find a way on this team? I think James Wood did everything that he could do to find a spot on this team, but he was not able to crack the opening day roster. And why? Why wasn't he able to? I think that it's primarily just because it's some old thinking that you don't want to rush these players because this could happen or that could happen. But I think that sometimes it's worth the risk. But if you want to take a look back on the Juan Soto and Bryce Harper, that was the competitive era of the Washington Nationals. I think it would be a safe thing to say that the Washington Nationals are not in the same position present day than they were when Bryce Harper and Juan Soto were on this team. So I don't think that the perception is if they add James Wood to this team right now, that he is going to be enough to get them over the top. But there is no grievance that Wood could file to force a promotion. Just talk to Chris Bryant. The CBA is clear how it works. The MLBPA got consensus to curtail service time manipulation in the last agreement that only certainly helped. You get promoted when the Washington Nationals GM Mike Rizzo decides to do it. Nobody but Rizzo probably knows when that will be. I got to think that Davey Martinez probably factors into that as well, but it's Rizzo and it's in the brain trust of the team that they don't want to rush these players. And again, I think that ultimately that is the reason, is that this team is not perceived to be competitive or, let's say, making a push for the World Series. I think the Nats should recognize accomplishments and they should give him a chance. That's my take as a Nats fan, as someone that hosts a podcast on the Nationals. What better way to motivate other young players than by saying, if you put the work in, you'll be acknowledged? Taking a look here, the Nats promoted Bryce Harper and Juan Soto as teenagers quickly, and it cost the team millions in arbitration salaries and early free agency. Soto got paid $8.5 million as a Super 2 player before he reached 3 full years, and that number became exponential, with Harper, some estimates is that it cost the team and Nats an extra $15 million to $20 million by promoting him as a Super 2 player. Even before the PPI rules, the Nats have been one of the most aggressive teams in promoting players. The difference is that this isn't a team with high expectations of making a postseason bid. That was the assessment of Stephen Mears here in TalkNats.com as well, that this team is not on the cusp of doing great things. And I think that there's probably Nationals fans out there that would say quite the contrary, Dan. I think this team is in the mix. I think anything is possible. But I think if you search your heart of hearts, you know that this is still an assessment season. This is still a team that is building up to a bigger crescendo, and that is the ushering in of the new players that will be joining this team, the prospects. There is a risk, however, about calling him up too soon. And what is that? If Wood is called up before the end of August and finishes first or second in the Rookie of the Year voting, the Nats will only have 5 years of team control moving forward. And that was one of the things that was said about Juan Soto, is that we don't need to worry about him too much, that they have him under control. And then something crazy happened. Well, he got dealt out to the Padres. A crushing blow, to be sure. As you know, to a certain extent, it almost feels like the Nationals are Major League Baseball's farm system. And once we develop them, well, then these guys with bigger pocketbooks can pluck them from this team. See the Padres, see the Dodgers, the Phillies, the Yankees, teams like that. That, you know, you put your heart, your effort, you buy their jerseys, you drink the Nationals Kool-Aid, believing that these players are going to be on this team forever. This episode is brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in the below-the-waist grooming. Clean out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and enjoy the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code NATS, that's promo code N-A-T-S, for 20% off plus free shipping. After using Manscaped, I can finally say I have caught spring fever. Introducing the season's champ, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. It also features dual LED lights to guide you through the winter's darkest winter debris. Navigate with confidence in your delicate areas. Hate making a mess? No need to worry. This bad boy is waterproof. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or in the ocean. I love this thing because it comes with a compact case. I take it wherever I go. Spring cleaning doesn't just apply to the nether regions. Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped's signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always the right tool for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code NATS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code NATS at manscaped.com. Nothing like spring cleaning in your pants. And then what happens? Well, Bryce Harper gets dealt out to the Phillies. What happens with Max Scherzer and Trey Turner? They go to the Dodgers. Juan Soto and Josh Bell go out to the Padres, crushing the hearts of Nationals fans. It's tough. So I think that there is a bit of reluctance to put all of your, you know, hopes and dreams in a lot of these young players, because are the Nationals just going to develop them only for a bigger fish out there to scoop them up and then they'll be wearing another jersey? That is the difficult part about it. Unless they sign him, that's the big thing. Unless they sign him to a deal like they did with K-Bert Ruiz, you risk losing time for him under control. And that's part of the thing, is I think that when they looked at K-Bert Ruiz, that's why they locked him up to such a crazy long contract. Is that, you know, they want to have these players under contract for the long term. So unless there's any scenario where they approach him or his representation, I think that ultimately that is why they're pushing it back as long as they can. Wood or his agent haven't been approached about an extension. Under anonymity here from TalkNats, the team has not approached Wood or the Boris agency on a long-term deal. But hey, no matter what the team does, they will control Wood's services through at least the 2029 season. But I think that, you know, and I talk about this on the show, and it's kind of contradictory. I talk that, you know, the mistakes that the Nationals made by giving Steven Strasburg this long-term deal, and what happened? Well, he got injured and never really played much after that. And then you take a look at K-Bear Ruiz, who's, you know, shown flashes of greatness, but has struggled behind the plate, struggles throwing out guys trying to steal, that kind of thing, that there is some risk associated with putting all your eggs in the basket of a player that you hope a player that on paper appears to be the second coming of Christ may not live up to expectation. You don't want the stink of a Steven Strasburg deal sticking around. But one of the things I'm going to say that separates James Wood from a lot of other players is a lot of guys in his you know, where he was drafted and what the trajectory is for him. They're, you know, drinking their own hype. They believe who they are, that despite the fact that he is this great player, he is not opposed to reaching out to other players for help. And there was this comment out here about how he reached out to Jake Alou seeking his help. And why did he do that? Because he knew that Jake Alou, well, he had a cup of coffee with the Nationals last year on the big team. So if he could learn something from him, that it kind of speaks volumes about who he is, a very cerebral player and a guy that eats a steady diet of humble pie, that he's not eating his own hype that I'm this great player, that he, even though he could have a tremendous ego, he wasn't afraid of reaching out to Jake Alou for help. There is a cerebral side to Woods that almost takes him beyond his years. No, he's not bashful to ask a teammate for some insight. He saw how Alou, who made his MLB debut last year with the Nats, handled certain situations at bat. So taking a look at it, that is a maturity that you see in a lot of these younger players that I don't think was necessarily something that was evident years ago, and I think that that does speak volumes. One of the other things that I remember, an interesting story, is he was surprised when he showed up at spring training a couple games in, and there were people wanting to take his picture. There were a lot of beat writers wanting to ask questions, and he's like, "What are you guys doing here?" And they pretty much said, "When you hit like you hit, and you know you're the kind of player that you are, we're going to ask a lot of questions. You are going to be at the center of attention." So I think his celebrity, I think his status and who he is kind of even caught James Wood by surprise. And maybe a lifelong dream as a kid, you know, having a lot of people saying you're going to be this great player. But then when you finally make it to spring training and you're living up to the potential that all the insiders in Major League Baseball thought you were, to have that come true has to be sort of a surreal moment. But talking about his maturity, this is a maturity of a young player that also shows that he is coachable. Sometimes players will fall into information overload, but Wood, who was smart enough to ask the right questions for help, too many prospects, especially a top 15 prospect, would never ask a player ranked so far below him for help. But Alou, who is a lefty, is a smart kid himself and kind enough to help. So that speaks volumes of James Wood. It also speaks volumes of Alou, that there is no competitive nature in there. And there is a source in Talk Nats here that once said that Danny Espinosa gave Trey Turner the cold shoulder when Turner was a rookie and wouldn't help him out at all. That was ultimately an insecure Danny Espinosa, or perhaps that he saw the writing on the wall that Trey Turner was that good. But you must just be kind of a horrible person on the inside if a young player reaches out to you, a veteran, for help, and you're like, "I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to do any of that." But this young batch of players, that is what they are. They're mature, and they don't have the egos, I think, that you saw from a lot of the players before them. But for me, I can see the upside to having James Wood on the team right now, of course. But there are the pitfalls about controlling as many years as you possibly can with him on this team. Of course, the best case scenario is to have him on this team for the longest term possible. I hope that somehow we can meet in the middle. And I think to a certain extent that a lot of Nationals fans are thirsty. We're thirsty for being competitive. 2019, to a lot of Nationals fans, wasn't that long ago, that they want to bring back prominence for Nationals baseball back to the district. And the perception, I think, is that if you start adding the players like James Wood, Dylan Cruz, Robert Hassel, those kind of players, that this team is going to be better overnight. Listen, these players are still young players at the end of the day, and they're not a proven commodity under the big lights on the big stage in Major League Baseball. On paper, ostensibly, they're going to be great players, but we don't know for sure yet. I guess time will only tell. Listen, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. Make sure and check out this article. I'll have it hyperlinked in the show description. A great piece written by Stephen Mears of the Talk Nats website. Again, a wealth of knowledge. The guys over at TalkNats.com, they eat, sleep, walk, talk Nationals baseball 24/7. 365. Make sure and check out their fine work. All right, once again, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, and I'll talk to you again next time.